An Exquisite Visit by Richard M. Romney, Church Magazines. No matter who you are or how much or little you know about the church, visitor centers and historic sites provide a marvelous opportunity to learn more. My 17-year-old daughter Charlotte and I were already going to San Diego, California for a lacrosse tournament when she surprised me with a question. While we're there, could we visit that Mormon battalion place? Sure, I answered, glad for her interest. Since we were driving, it wouldn't take much to adjust our itinerary. A few days later, when the tournament was over, we arrived at the Mormon Battalion historic site early in the evening. A sister missionary, a native of Hong Kong, served as a guide for our small group that included two tourists from the Philippines who had walked in from the street, a man interested in history who had traveled from Louisiana to California just to explore the site, one less active member who lived nearby, and my daughter and me. As our tour began, right away we were immersed in the experience of the Mormon Battalion. What my daughter called some really cool tech allowed us to interact with the characters and learn their stories in a fun way that none of us were expecting. We witnessed over and over again that their actions were based on their faith in Jesus Christ. We also saw historic artifacts. My daughter even got to put on a pack and pick up equipment identical to what the battalion members would have used. We gained new appreciation for the weight they carried for 2,000 miles, 3,200 kilometers. At the end of our tour, we were invited to have our photo taken as honorary members of the battalion. Afterward, various members of our group lingered. Some shared their email addresses or phone numbers so that they could remain in contact with our sister missionary guide, and the couple from the Philippines asked if they could discuss some specific questions they had before leaving. Then our guide visited with us and helped us to locate the nearest meeting house so that we could attend church the next day. Our visit was, in every sense, a pleasant experience. To this day, my daughter speaks of it as one of the highlights of the trip. Family opportunities. Over the years, visitor centers and historic sites have provided many opportunities for our family. While staying with family members, we have toured visitor centers at temples in St. George, Utah, Mesa, Arizona, and Idaho Falls, Idaho. On vacation, we have been to the Mormon Battalion site and to Cove Fort in southern Utah. We have also visited Temple Square in Salt Lake City, Utah, many times for family home evening. More than once, a visit has prompted a discussion about temple marriage, how to be a member missionary, or preparing for full-time missionary service. My sons and daughters have gone to centers and sites for youth activities, firesides, and dates. Years ago, while on a business trip, I was able to visit the Smith Family Farm Historic Site in Palmyra, New York, and ponder what I would have done as a teenager witnessing a war of words and tumult of opinions. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 10. A relative in California reports that the Los Angeles Temple Visitor Center has served as a place of guidance for friends and family members, active or less active, who for one reason or another needed to restore or strengthen their faith. And of course, these special places have regularly provided all of us with a welcoming environment where we can introduce friends, neighbors, business associates, and out-of-town guests to our beliefs without any pressure. I believe that one reason our family loves to go to visitor centers and historic sites is that the sisters and senior couples who serve there are, through their example and kindness, extending the same tender invitation given in the Scriptures to come unto Christ. Jacob chapter 1, verse 7, Omni chapter 1, verse 26, Moroni chapter 10, verse 32, Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verse 59, see also Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and Preach My Gospel, A Guide to Missionary Service, 2004, page 1. Missionary opportunities. In fact, this invitation blesses both visitors and missionaries. I love it here, says Sister Marianne Orndahl of Manchester, England, who admits she was surprised to receive her call to the Utah Salt Lake City Temple Square Mission. She says that sisters who serve at visitor centers are constantly helping and teaching, whether it is to bolster the testimony of a member or explain Joseph Smith's life to someone who has never heard his name before. On a typical day at the Laie Hawaii Temple Visitor Center, there will be 60 to 70 guests here at a time, says Sister Lana Cavalcante from Fortaleza, Brazil. We would be greeting a couple from India at the temple exhibit 1 minute, turn around and teach a Korean man at the Book of Mormon exhibit, then go outside to take a family from New York on a tour of the temple grounds. It's a privilege to share our testimonies with people from all over the world. In addition, sisters at Visitor Center spend 2 or 3 hours daily sharing the gospel online with guests who have expressed an interest to learn more. After going on a tour at a center, missionaries invite guests to continue to learn by meeting with local missionaries. Visitor Center missionaries then continue to teach interested guests after they leave via email, social media, Mormon.org, chat, or other appropriate means. We see miracles in the lives of people we meet through the Visitor Center, says Sister Alexandria Fanau of Rancho Cucamonga, California, who serves in the center at the Mesa, Arizona Temple. After they leave the center, we continue to help them online by inviting them to read the Book of Mormon, pray, and attend church. We provide support as local missionaries teach them. I personally have made friendships that will last a lifetime, friends who have been baptized, others who are preparing to enter the temple, and some who have decided to come back to church again. When they're being taken care of by members and missionaries where they live, we continue to stay in touch, says Sister Danielle Vanderleek of Bloemfontein, South Africa, who serves at the Visitor Center of the Hyde Park Chapel in London, England. We want them to know we still care. Missionaries who serve at visitor centers and historic sites are, in fact, busily engaged in the same activities that all full-time missionaries enjoy. They teach, testify, and explain the gospel to the understanding of those who visit. See 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 3. What's more, they are blessed to serve at a special place that's been dedicated to the Lord, where the Spirit is constantly present and where people walk in the front door and ask to know more. That's not only a great environment for full-time missionaries to share the gospel, it's an ideal place for us as members to learn how to strengthen our faith and experience the blessings of sharing it with others.
At a glance, church visitor centers and historic sites receive millions of visitors each year, are staffed by more than 1,200 full-time missionaries, including young sisters, and senior couples. Find tens of thousands of new investigators that local missionaries begin teaching throughout the world every year. Occasionally feature traveling exhibits that move between the visitor centers and historic sites. For example, one exhibit features original paintings depicting prophets from various dispensations. Host concerts, activities, and other special events throughout the year. Welcome families and serve as great locations for parents to teach children about the gospel and church history. Provide a friendly environment where less active members can feel the Spirit, rediscover church history, and be reminded of the joys of membership and activity in the Lord's church. Offer warm and inviting settings where members can bring friends, neighbors, and business colleagues to learn more about the gospel and the restoration.
What's new? The church regularly releases new films and opens new exhibits at visitor centers. To learn about new exhibits, films, and special events in your area, like the Facebook page for the site you're interested in. Recently released films: Meet the Mormons in English and Spanish, What is a Prophet? 4 Visitor Centers, God's Plans for Families in 5 additional languages this year, Growth of the Church, Peter Whitmer Farm, The Nativity, and He is the Gift, Christmas films, Because of Him, and He is Risen, Easter films. Soon-to-be-released films. New feature films at the Priesthood Restoration Site, under development, and the Peter Whitmer Farm. New films for Christmas and Easter. New exhibits. Following Christ Through the Book of Mormon. 7 visitor centers so far. A large display on the history of the church in Mexico. Mexico City Temple Visitor Center. A cutaway model of the temple and a children's area at the Washington, D.C. Temple Visitor Center. Kids Corner, Peter Whitmer Log Home. 8 stories, narratives from the lives of full-time missionaries, Los Angeles Temple Visitor Center and Temple Square. Pageants. Alternating every other night with the Nauvoo pageant, the British pageant that enjoyed so much success in the United Kingdom is now also presented at Nauvoo, Illinois.
Sasha Alex Mokrohus moved from Ukraine to the United States 3 years ago. He entered the Washington, D.C. Temple Visitor Center out of curiosity and was given a tour by one of the senior missionaries. Invited to return, he came back 1 week later. Sister missionaries began teaching him. He would meet with us at the Visitor Center, explains Sister Paige Kohler. He told us that he felt warm whenever he talked with us there. He believed in Jesus Christ and was intrigued by the Holy Ghost, so we encouraged him to read and pray about the Book of Mormon. A few days later, they received a Facebook message from Alex. I got my answer. I want to be baptized. When the local missionaries proposed a baptismal date, he requested that the date be moved up. As a new Latter-day Saint, Alex continues to attend church every week. He just received the Aaronic priesthood and is contemplating a full-time mission.
Richard Bourne was a less active member living in Seaside, Oregon. He noticed how happy his wife was each time she returned from serving in the Portland Temple. One time, he made the 2-hour drive to the temple with her and then sat in the car. On another, later trip, the new Portland Temple Visitor Center was open, and he decided to wait there instead. He viewed all of the exhibits, then told the senior missionary, "If the spirit in the temple is anything like the spirit I feel in the visitor center, I should be speaking with the bishop and do what I need to do to be in the temple with my wife." He has since received his endowment, been sealed to his wife, and served as a member of an Elders' Quorum presidency. The Bournes now live in the state of Washington.
Rachel Megeoe from Honolulu, Hawaii, was in college in California when she visited a friend in Utah. Her friend took her to Temple Square. "We watched the testaments of one fold and one shepherd," she says. "I was filled with joy as I remembered who my Savior is." Back in California, she requested that missionaries teach her more. Later in Hawaii, she continued learning about the gospel and was baptized and confirmed. When she decided to serve a full-time mission, she was called to Temple Square. "As I invited others to come into Christ," she says, "I continue to feel the same spirit I felt when my friend took me to the visitor center and the Holy Ghost bore witness to me."
End of the article, An Exquisite Visit by Richard M. Romney, Church Magazines. Narrated by David Shaw.